Food trucks are no longer a novelty, but a permanent, albeit movable, fixture on the St. Louis food scene. A fleet of new trucks has taken to the streets, parking lots, festivals, and parks over the last year, and contributor Steve Potter has more in this month's Soundbite segment in partnership with Sauce Magazine.
Managing editor Catherine Claney and reporters Tiffany Leong and Kristen Schultz tracked down the new food trucks that have opened in this area over the last 12 months. Catherine, how many were there?
We had dozens of new food trucks open up between April 2015 and 2016, and of the more than 30 that we tried, we narrowed it down to 6 of the top new food trucks.
Well, how many are in town altogether? Do you have any idea?
Oh, geez. I know there's more. There's around 60 on our list on Twitter that we follow to keep in touch with, so I would say definitely more than 50 for certain.
Well, in your article in Sauce, you say that not all food trucks are created equal.
No, not all food trucks are created equal. There's a lot of different components in food trucks that make them different than a brick-and-mortar restaurant. Obviously, service and food are important, but with a food truck, you have the added requirements of effective communication. You have to let people know where they're going. You're going to be each day. Speed of service is also important because you have to turn over food very quickly. And the quality of the food always is the most important whenever we're evaluating something.
Well, we're going to meet the co-owners of one new food truck very shortly, though. But, you know, my experience with food trucks is limited. I mean, I've always really enjoyed them. But it seems that, tell me if this is right, that when you have a food truck, I guess your theme has to be more specific because you're dealing with less menu items. So it seems like you've got less to work with, but you got to get it right.
Sometimes. What we found is that a food truck tends to have a fairly extensive menu, and then they will offer a certain amount of those items every day. So a truck may have 30 different dishes, but they'll only offer 7 on any given day. But they tend to have one particular, or maybe 3 or 4 staples that people can expect every time they arrive.
So does the food truck have a season, so to speak?
Absolutely. Food truck season tends to kick off as soon as spring arrives and the weather is comfortable. There are food trucks available year-round, but we really see trucks hit the scene right about now in May.
I guess when people are out and about and don't mind standing outside for a
Absolutely.
While. Is that part of it?
Food Truck Friday is an event that Sauce does every summer in Tower Grove Park.
You've done it, I think, 5 or 6 years now?
This will be our 5th year. And to give sort of an example, in 2011, we had 15 trucks. This year, which actually it starts tomorrow, and this year we'll have 30 to start it off. You can find food trucks at just about any outdoor event in St. Louis now, especially during the summertime. And there's always at least 2 or 3 trucks parked down in City Garden during the work week to feed employees.
Are you confident that this just isn't a passing fad?
Absolutely. We're seeing food trucks open with increasing frequency every year, and it's not just people starting businesses. Trucks have opened brick and mortars because they've been so successful. For example, Soul Taco, Gorilla Street Food, Lulu's on South Grand, and Cha Cha Chow all started as food trucks. And restaurants are launching their own food trucks to complement their brand. Mission Taco, Lulu's Seafood and Dim Sum, and Amigos in Kirkwood have all launched food trucks. And then you have people like Bill and Jamie here from Frankly Sausages, who are professional chefs who are deciding to launch their own food trucks instead of brick-and-mortar restaurants.
All right. You mentioned Bill and Jamie Cawthon. They're co-owners of a food truck called Frankly Sausages. They're also married, and they're here today. Welcome to you both. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Hey, you brought a couple of items with you today. You're exclusively sausages and french fries, right?
We are on the truck. I feel like, especially for food trucks, it's really important to just get on one idea and just do that idea as well as you can, no matter what. So our thing is hand-cut french fries and handmade bratwurst.
Oh, they're bratwurst particularly?
Yeah, we do a couple different sausages. We kind of go everywhere from, you know, your classic beer brat all the way to a local lamb sausage. So
yeah, so Jamie, he said lamb sausages. How many things can sausages be made of?
I think, you know, well, he is the chef, so he knows better than I do. But the options truly are endless, I think. I mean, there are just, you know, there's some things that we've tried, and when we had the concept, me being outside of the restaurant industry, I'm always throwing around ideas, but he really is the one that narrows it down and gets the palate right and makes something new. But some of the stuff that we've done are unique. Some of them are takes on classics, but I think, you know, the sausage is a cool vehicle for a food truck because it has endless opportunity. You can make it out of anything.
Uh-huh. And I think you make all of your sausages except for one?
Everything except for one. We do not make our hot dog. Chris Bolliard out of Maplewood makes that. Nah. The only reason he makes it is just because he makes it very, very well, and everyone that gets it loves it. So we didn't want to mess with it. It was just, you know, we wanted to kind of showcase someone else in St. Louis. That's something we're trying to do.
They're doing a new collaboration with Rick Lewis at Southern. So we're doing the Frankly Southern is a new one that'll be on the menu by Friday, starting this week. So.
Uh-huh. Catherine, how unique is this? Are there other sausage food trucks at all?
There are trucks that offer sausages, but there's not one that I'm aware of that is exclusively sausages and French fries.
All right. You brought two items with you. First, talk about your fries. Let's try those. Okay. Number one, they're good-sized fries, aren't they?
They are.
They are good-sized fries. We use all russet potatoes. It's kind of like a labor of love when we're making them. They're all hand-cut by my sous chef, Kevin. He basically has Popeye arms because we're probably going through about 400 pounds of potatoes a week. So we hand-cut them. They're taken, rinsed very well. They're brined for about 3 hours in a water, sugar, and salt solution. Fried at a low temperature, which I'm not going to tell you because then everyone's going to start doing my fries.
That was my next question.
We're very secretive, me and Kevin, about what we do on the truck.
Or I would say they're so difficult to do, no one else would bother. That's the other.
Yeah.
But they're double fried. What is that almost scares me. What does that mean?
So double fried. We fry them at a low temperature and then freeze them. And then when we pick them up on the truck, we fry them at a higher temperature. So it allows them to build like this delicious, almost consistency of like mashed potatoes, super soft, creamy in the middle, and then you get a super crispy skin, which is like, for me, that's what I want a French fry.
That was the thing that really surprised us, and one of the things that we were very impressed with at Frankly Sausages was that their fries, we picked them up and we brought them back to the office. So there was a bit of travel time, and even then they still had this wonderful crispness. They were still warm on the inside. It was definitely one of the best fries we've had in St. Louis.
Yeah, when I say they're large fries, in thickness, you know, that's larger than a pen that you would write with, right?
Mm-hmm. Half inch.
Half inch.
The cutter we use is a half inch cutter, so.
They're very good.
Thank you.
You brought along a sausage. Tell me what kind of sausage this is. And this one has guacamole, I think cilantro, and what else?
So that first one you're trying right now, that is our chili verde. It's, you know, the take on the dish. We use all Duroc pork in it, grilled Vidalia onions, grilled poblano peppers, some jalapeno pepper, lime zest, cilantro, cumin, salt. And that's it in the sausage. There is no pink salt. There is no, you know, no filler. It's
pink salt,
curing salt, things that help you kind of be able to keep it longer. We don't want to put anything in the sausage that, you know, we don't feel is like
doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Jamie, there are two sauces that come with this one. What are they in?
I only know these because I eat them ravenously. Mostly I just do the marketing.
It's a yellow
but
one.
This guy here is a honey mustard, mayo-based honey mustard, right?
Yep, with all aioli-based. We actually use those for the fries for the most part.
Oh, really?
But I do like that you're dipping
Let me back up and try it.
Dipping sauces tie with the fries. There's all six different varieties of dipping sauces?
Oh, the mustard is really good with the fries.
Yeah, and Bill makes them all, every single one of them. Everything.
So the green one now I'm using on the sausage.
That's a pesto aioli. Basically, we try to keep five on the menu at all times. They kind of rotate in between basically whatever we kind of want to do. So right now on the menu in front of you have a honey mustard, pesto aioli, chipotle, rosemary and olive. And the only one I did not bring, which was a huge bummer, is our house-made ketchup. Just dropping the ball.
Well, I'm not a big ketchup person anyway. So, but the purple one is what?
Rosemary olive.
Hmm. You two, tell me if this is true. You both were actually negotiating to open a restaurant when I guess the idea for a food truck changed your plans?
I would say the idea of having our daughter changed our plans.
Yeah, I was far into my pregnancy with our second. We have Irish twins 10 months apart. And
it's possible, just so you know. It really is.
When we were in LA, we had a really close mentorship with Vic Casanova and Jessica Casanova, his wife, who are the owners of Gusto and Pistola on 3rd Street in LA, you know, highly critically acclaimed, fantastic chef and his wife. And kind of on their advice, we really thought carefully about what was the best way to balance family life and, you know, and continuing the business with the restaurants. And so that was one of the reasons why we're here. I wanted to be near my family. I'm from St. Louis. And so that kind of, I think the food truck idea was this combo of Bill really likes simplicity. It didn't require a lot of equipment and fancy things because he's a simple chef. He does everything, you know, simple things really well is kind of his thing, and it works well for the family. And, you know, we're both bankers' children, so we're a little risk averse. So a food truck felt like a safe next step for us, I think.
You have a conservative portfolio, I'm guessing.
You had no
a portfolio. You don't have a portfolio when you have a daughter in the NICU for 8 days. We'll just say that.
You mentioned L.A. I know, Bill, you're also from St. Louis. You worked here for Gerard Kraft at a couple of different places.
I was at Pastoria for a little over, I want to say, 2 years. Did a little stint at Brasserie for a while. Started as a sous chef for the company, and in my last couple months went to Chef de Cuisine at Pastoria, and loved working for Gerard. It's an awesome organization.
And before that, L.A.?
Before that, L.A. So L.A., I was out with Vic, helped him open a restaurant called Culina at the Four Seasons, which is basically fine dining Italian, everything made in-house, all pasta made by house. After that, Vic decided to do his own thing, said bye-bye to the Four Seasons, opened up a restaurant called Gusto, which was a, you know, his dream and my dream, the little like 40-seat restaurant on 3rd Street in the middle of Beverly Hills and Hollywood, and, you know, doing whatever we wanted, just doing awesome
food.
And I
didn't see Bill for 3 years. He basically slept on the floor of the restaurant. And
you got to do what it takes.
Since you've been here, though, you've had some sort of very interesting relationship. It's the first I've heard of working this way with a restaurant.
So 6 Mile Bridge, we had two awesome friends who moved here from South Africa after living there for a little bit and decided to come back to St. Louis, just like, you know, we did and basically everyone does once you've lived in St. Louis for some period of
life.
We
tease those magnets in your butt that are attached to the arch when you're born, and when you leave, they pull you back.
So they opened a brewery up in Maryland Heights off of Dorset called 6 Mile Bridge. Fairly small. When they originally opened, they didn't really know what they wanted to do about food. We were in the middle of kind of developing the Frankly Sausage concept into a brick and mortar. And they came to one of our investment dinners and tried the food and were like, you know, this is awesome. Next week we got coffee. And I think like 4 weeks after that, we owned a food truck. So
yeah, I mean, Ryan and Lindsay, I think, were largely responsible for helping us get going. I mean, they were really the impetus and the encouragement that we needed to buy the truck and get started.
You talk about that end of it, the business end of it. And I think, Jamie, that's your deal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So is that any different than doing the business end of a restaurant or something?
I mean, it is so different from what, at least my understanding of, you know, my background's actually in producing feature films. So totally different than this. This is my first kind of adventure in the food world. But, you know, my understanding of the difference really, like, I don't think we knew the coordination that goes into, like, what event you're going to do and whether you're going to make $5 or, you know, 5,000, and whether you're, you know, how busy you're going to be and trying to anticipate what that service is going to look like and getting the word out about where you're going. I mean, it's truly a different beast than, you know, you have no consistency as to where you're going to be and what your paycheck's going to be for the month. And I think we really, you know, we're lucky enough to get to learn from some of the other trucks in the Food Truck Association. You know, Bob from Completely Sauced really has, you know, been a huge help of just saying, you know, we'll call him and say, hey, this event, should we expect 100 people or 2,000? So he's been helpful for us in that way.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot of really late night phone calls. So thank
Catherine,
you, Bob.
Catherine, what's your perspective on that? As you observe how food trucks come and go and what they do?
The most successful food trucks are obviously the food is high quality, but they're the ones who communicate, the ones that are on Twitter and Facebook every day, even if they're not out. And that's one thing we love about Frankly Sausage. You guys actually had some truck trouble a little while ago, and they were not going to be out for a while, but they were still tweeting and communicating every day, updating us on their progress, which just made us more excited to get the food.
I mean, is that because you're not the same place all the time? Is that why that's necessary,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, they are tweeting their location. So one day they may be at City Garden, the next day they may be at Wells Fargo, the next day they may be at Food Truck Friday, the next day they may be at a special event at in St. Anne. It just depends on their schedule, but the most successful food trucks will always tell you where to find them.
Okay, I'm going to try another one. This one is onions and some sort of white cheese. What is it?
All right, you're going with the lamb sausage right now. So local leg of lamb. There's a little bit of pork fat back in it. For the most part, seasonings inside of the actual sausage. Garlic, rosemary, black pepper, and a little bit of salt.
And I dipped it in this one. That's a little spicy.
That's the chipotle aioli. We take chipotle peppers. It's insane how many people want that.
So, Catherine, you said something about a rotating menu to some degree. So that wasn't my impression. I thought all food trucks had, 10 items and that was it. But that's not exactly how it works.
Some do. But for the majority of them, they tend to have a longer menu that you can find on their website. And then when you get to their truck, they will have a sign outside or a sign posted to the truck with maybe the 7 items of the day. Because if you had a 30-item menu and you were trying to prepare that to order in a space that's roughly, the size of a large brewery closet, you would go crazy. You wouldn't be able to turn around quickly. So part of a tighter menu is to expedite service quickly.
So is the kitchen in the food truck itself? I mean, do you do prep work and stuff outside of the truck, or is it all done in the truck, or how do you do all that?
So legally, every food truck has to have a commissary kitchen, where mine is at Bill Cardwell's restaurant in Plaza Frontenac.
Would you define that? I'm not sure what you mean. You say legally you have to have a commissary kitchen.
Commissary kitchen. There's a bunch of different rules and everything with food trucks. You have to have a place to have food delivered to. So you're not allowed to have any deliveries delivered to your truck. That's a big no-no.
Yes, really? You have to have a brick-and-mortar space where you can go and store your food and have cold storage and have access to different type of a kitchen that the health department has looked at and said, hey, this place is good to go. And we do that. Bill's still the chef de cuisine at Cardwell's, and we're fortunate enough to get to use his.
But some of the preparation would be done in the truck, yes or no?
I mean, for the most part, the only thing we're doing at our commissary is we're making our sauces for our fries, making our sausages, blanching fries. We finish a couple things on the truck. It's like making relishes. So that avocado tomatillo relish on the chili verde, mm-hmm. We make that on the truck.
It's much the same way when you're in a restaurant. The food is not prepared start to finish when you order it. Most of the work is done in advance before the restaurant even opens as prep work so that they can compose and complete the dish in a timely manner when you order it.
And I don't think anyone would ever really want to eat a sausage that's been stuffed on a truck. that just scares me a little bit.
We'll have to think about that for a little bit. Well, how do you pick the places you're going to be when you're just here and there and wherever? I mean, do you make that decision at the last minute?
I mean, for the most part, I just listen to what my wife tells me to do. But,
was that a serious answer to the question?
Well, I booked the
truck,
so
yes.
But it's kind of an interesting thing. I was surprised. There just has seemed to be a big demand for our truck. I get invitations via email every day of, hey, come here for this event, come do this, come do that. So I kind of try to evaluate what would be a good fit for our truck. And as far as lunches go, the city spots have been great for us. The city really seems to be responding well to our food. So we're always at WashU or at City Garden. Basically, any day we haven't been previously booked for another either corporate location or private event, we're going to be downtown somewhere.
Are you allowed to go anywhere? I mean, do you have to get permission to park on a street somewhere? How does that work?
I mean, there's definitely, you can't go anywhere basically in the city. There is City Garden, there's Wells Fargo, there's a couple different designated spots for trucks. They, if you just start showing up anywhere, you're just gonna.
Go ahead. I actually think that there's a space for St. Louis to grow in the food truck business. In other cities, in LA and Austin, all these other places actually have food truck parks, which are locations that. Every day of the week, lunch and dinner, there's going to be trucks there. That's something that is kind of on my radar as next steps for our business is to find a way to, make a space that's good for families, good for going out, picnic tables, buy a bucket of beer, hang out. That's my idea for kind of the next phase for food trucks in St. Louis.
So it would be like Food Truck Friday every day.
That would be.
That
sounds fantastic.
Do you see that happen?
It's definitely something that I think would be great for the city. I think it would be cool to have a designated spot like that. I know City Garden is that to some extent because people can go down and park, but I know that there is a ways to go in that.
Okay. Yeah, I think making the – and kind of being having a few trucks that are selective and that are – chosen and match kind of the look and feel that in a space, I think would be cool to have a little more control over that.
Well, do you have something new on the drawing board?
What are we talking about? Are we talking about menu? Are we talking about...
Ah, you're being coy.
I mean, there are lots of different things.
You're thinking
about
a brick and mortar, aren't you?
Frankly, sausages as a brick and mortar, I feel like would do really well in St. Louis, especially with, you take our fries, our sausage, and then you pair it with something that's exploding in St. Louis, which is the local beer community. I mean, that's why we decided to pair with.
You make a sausage with beer, or you did? Didn't
there,
you?
There's beer in our beer brat. There's beer in the chili verde. We make the mustard we put on top of the beer brat is made with Six Mile Bridge IPA. So,
Catherine, you've identified like what you consider, what Sauce Magazine considers to be the top food trucks, as mm-hmm. you should. But mm-hmm. I'm just curious, and I'm not asking you to name any names. Are there any food trucks out of all, you said there are so many, are there any subpar food trucks?
I mean, I think the when we were evaluating some of the trucks to do this piece, one of the things that was most frustrating was how to find some of these trucks. A lot of them exist, but they don't announce where they're going to be, or they don't announce what their menu items are.
Well, let me just jump in right now. How do we find a food truck today or tomorrow? What's the best way to do it?
Well, if you're going tomorrow, Food Truck Friday, as I said, kicks off tomorrow at 4 p.m. in Tower Grove Park. Of the nearly 30 trucks, four of our top six from this article will be there. Frankly Sausage will be there next month. But Angie Burger, Farm Truck, Mission Taco, and K-Bop will all be there. We'll have beer from Four Hands and Urban Chestnut, as well as wine from The Porch and Soulard. But if you're looking for a food truck any day of the week, you should check social media. Follow your favorite food trucks on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's where they communicate. And if you're curious as to what trucks are available, if you go to our Twitter account, at SauceMag, and check out our... We have a list of St. Louis food trucks where there's roughly 60 trucks on that list that you can check out.
Catherine, you've mentioned five of the food trucks. What's the one we haven't mentioned?
Pinoy Kings. That's a food truck that specializes in Filipino street food. And you can find them and other trucks on social media.
And you can read more in this month's Sauce Magazine. And Bill and Jamie, when you're not, you probably are working on this 24/7, but when you're not dealing with your own food truck, what are some of your favorites?
Favorite food trucks?
Uh-huh.
We love Completely Sauced.
Yeah, Completely Sauced is one of the...
We love Completely Sauced. We love Farm Truck.
Tommy Lee, Slide Piece. He's a good friend. I mean, we throw ideas off each other, and he's an awesome guy.
We're kind of brick and mortar people too, though. We're kind of always going out when we have the opportunity. We're going to go out for a nice dinner. We want to try Olive and Oak, some of the new ones that we never get to go to. But now that we have a food truck, we've got a little more time.
That's contributor Steve Potter talking with the co-owners of the new food truck, Frankly Sausages, Jamie and Bill Cawthon, and Sauce Magazine managing editor Catherine Claney for our Soundbite segment. The first Food Truck Friday of the year is tomorrow from 4 to 8 in Tower Grove Park. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the top news stories of the week with St. Louis Public Radio reporters. We'll also take a look at the new IMAX film opening at the St. Louis Science Center. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.